Hello, we are back in the year 2020, and this is the first show, our first Motivational Monday Enlightenment check-in in the year 2020. So last Monday I was off. Please forgive me. You know, trying to practice the self-care. And today I promise I won't keep you long. But you know, I couldn't decide what I wanted to talk about today. You know, it's just been on my mind, like, what, everything's, you know, so crazy now, what's happening? I'm recording in a closet, so you can't hear my children running around, you know, but there are just so many things going on in this world, and so, just so much in the world, but within our bubbles, within everything, on TV, on the radio, we're just being bombarded with a whole lot of information. Some things we have control over and some things we don't. But first, let's talk about some good things. So I hope everyone's New Year went well. You know, you had fun celebrating it in. I'm sorry, I'm still kind of asleep. You know, writing those resolutions. I hope you guys were responsible. I know I'm trying to be responsible with mine too. So I think I accomplished that. You know, you'll be proud of me. I've been working on my dissertation nonstop because I'm determined to finish that. But yeah, you know, just taking one day at a time and not trying to do everything all at once. You know, that's what we have to remember. I mean, we are super people, but let's not burn ourselves out either. And that's so easy to do. It's so easy to just, you know, burn yourself out. Then what good will you be if you're all burnt out? You know, it would be horrible. So just, you know, just kind of take it slow. Not too slow, but stay at your own pace. So, you know, I'm from California, right? Northern California. And when I was in elementary school, I guess this is around like, I don't know, 86, somewhere in there, we played this game called, hey Denver, what's up? We played this game called Oregon Trails, and oh my gosh, that was like the best game ever. It's called the Oregon Trail, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Commodore 64. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but that's the kind of computer I had like way back in the day. That was like our family's first computer, a Commodore 64. And then we got a Macintosh, but now it's called a Macintosh Classic. But yeah, that was my dad's, and we weren't allowed to even look at it. You know, you're not gonna break my computer. So the Commodore 64 was more so like our gaming computer. We played Jumpman and things like that. So anyway, getting back to the Oregon Trail. So we played the Oregon Trail on the Commodore 64 at school. And it would just take us through a whole bunch of situations. You had to make a lot of decisions. And now we found the game at Walmart. My kids did, because I talked about it so much. And they're like, look, Mommy, we got the Oregon Trail. You know, I just felt like a little kid again. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta get it home. I want to get it. So ended up getting it. And it's a pretty deep game. I mean, now that I'm an adult and I'm reading the situations, like, you know, you have five people that are on the wagon with you. And, you know, like, you can either be a banker, a farmer, or a carpenter. The banker has more money but no skills. The carpenter, of course, you know, you can build things, and the farmer, you're good with the land. And so, like, each job you choose, different situations come up. So, like, when you're the banker, you're kind of at an advantage because you can buy more clothing, more food, pounds of food, more oxen. You can do all of that stuff. But then, like, when you're a farmer, you have to be careful. You can't buy as much food. You know, you have to make really life-changing decisions. You know, like, if I get two oxen, will I have enough food for the whole bandwagon? I mean, it's crazy, right? So, you know, I'm reading it, and then we're chugging along on, you know, the game, the Oregon Trail, and then, boop, you know, you get a message. Amy has just broken her arm. Okay, she broke her arm. We're on the wagon. You come across, you have to go across a river. You know, the river's only 3 feet deep. You cross the river. Oh, you know, another team member has drowned. And it's like just a whole bunch of things that you have no control over that happen in the game. And, you know, I'm like, when I was a kid, I didn't really think about that because it was so much fun. Oh, you know the Oregon Trail too. Yes, I thought I was the only one, right? Yeah, so it's at Walmart. And I found it, and now I got my kid addicted to it. And he's like, Mommy, I made it to this fort. But anyway, so it's like, you know, there are a whole bunch of situations that come up in that game that we have no control over. And like when I was a kid, I didn't think about it. I just thought it was fun. My goal was just to, you know, try to make it to Oregon without dying of cholera or what's that D word? It's like dysteria or something. Basically, it's like diarrhea. I'm like, oh my gosh, what were these people doing? Yeah, like, oh my goodness. So, you know, of course, they didn't have toilet paper and bleach back then, so they even got typhoid. I'm like, ew. But the point being is, with what's going on in the world today, we have no control over. And right now, I know we are all experiencing like an overload of news, you know, that's going on in the world, in your local area, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's just like playing the game, the Oregon Trail. Like, things will come up, and you have to deal with it as they come up, because it's life. And it's so hard, because we're in a time right now where we feel like we can do, you know, we have control over everything, but we really don't. Oh, well, thank you. You know, I try. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm responding to Glenn Double. Hi. No, Noi. I don't want to say your name wrong. Hello. You know, it's just so hard out here. And so, you guys, we just have to find the strength within us to try to let go. You know, because this morning I'm watching Morning Joe, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all this stuff is going on. There might be war breaking out here. There might be, you know, it's the same thing again, like the Oregon Trail, just stuff that comes up that we cannot control, you know. And it's hard, but we have to move on with our lives, you know. And like, I don't know if you guys have elderly parents. I have elderly parents. My dad is like 73. My mom, she just turned 70. And they watch the news like crazy. My mom especially, now she's into YouTube, and I think she's purposely looking up this stuff, like just bad things. I'm like, Mom, stop. You know, it's like she can barely use a computer, and she doesn't even know how to attach things to an email. But I'm like, how are you looking up this stuff? But anyway, she worries about everything that's going on. Oh my gosh, you can't eat hamburgers anymore because they found E. coli in that. I'm like, okay, Mom, that was like, you know, a couple months ago, and plus you don't even eat beef. Like, what's going on with you? You know, and so she, retirement leads to, it does. Oh my gosh, it does. Hello, Viet Nguyen or Nguyen. Hello. And so I try to tell her, like, Mom, you have no control over that. Nothing. Like, let it go. I told her, I'm like, yeah, Mom, you know, my student that I used to teach, she lives in Nice now, and I want to go visit her. Oh my gosh, you can't go over there. I'm like, why not? Because of what the president said, and the French don't like Americans anymore. And they might take you. I'm like, seriously, Mom? Seriously? I would really like to see someone try. You know? Right, so we can't let those things rule our life. And again, we have to find the strength to just turn it off. Let's limit ourselves on the news outlets. You get it on Twitter, you get it on YouTube, you get it on Facebook. Let's try to limit ourselves with that, because it's driving us crazy. And then let's not even talk about the political stress with all the polls and everything that's going on in the U.S. You know, they're getting ready for an election. And so that's stressful right there. So let's try to limit ourselves. Yes, that's so right, Glenn, to find 5 minutes of peace. I'm in a closet right now. I'm trying to find some peace right here. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. Just, you have to find that peace. That's so right. And remember, you guys, I talked about self-care before. Like, we need self-care more than ever. And for me, I like to get waxed. Don't judge. But I was talking with my esthetician, and she's like, okay, what's going on with you? You look kind of tired. You look kind of stressed. Are you doing your self-care? I'm like, she just caught me. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm trying to. She's like, no, you need to do your self-care. You need to, you know, you come in, you get waxed. What else are you going to do? And what did you say? You fail at meditating, but Master Nevi. I know that, yeah, you know, I tried that. And I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes and try to meditate and think about things and, you know, write down some stuff and take some notes. And yeah, I end up falling asleep too. Yeah, and like my husband, he sleeps all the time. I'm like, hey, are you depressed? Because, you know, when you sleep too much, that's a sign of depression as well. So we got to watch out for that one. But yeah, I have mastered napping. And it's to the point I don't even hear my alarm clock. So yeah, my napping turns into a deep, deep sleep. But yeah, so you guys, remember, we have to do that self-care. I mean, I've talked about this before, but I can't stress that enough with everything that's going on. Glenn, you are so funny. Everything that's going on in the world that we don't have control over, let's just do what we can. Let's find our three things and let's focus on it. And let's try to forget about the rest, the things that don't pertain to us. You know, like, there are a lot of things that people are doing. They're making fun of other people, whether it be their accents, their color, their orientation, just everything. We cannot worry about that and those miserable people. Those people are miserable for a reason. Exactly. You can't sweat the, don't sweat the things you can't control. I mean, thank you. You're with me this morning, right? So, you guys, I mean, I just felt like it was super important. I know I'm trying to be all over this. I just felt like it was just super important for me to say it again, because I feel like with all the news that's coming on, and then I have satellite, so it's like I get MSNBC in my van, and you get the Bloomberg news, and then you get the BBC. I'm like worried about Brexit. I'm like, I don't even live over there. I like it. I visit it, but why am I worried about Brexit? You know, like, what? Like, what's going on? You know, so it's like, let's learn how to turn it off and not worry about it. You know, there are a lot of miserable people, like I said. And so you have Netflix and Disney, but never like to use them. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can get like really, really lost in Netflix, especially when you binge and you know you have important stuff to do. You have to like, you know, try to focus. Sometimes I just have to say, okay, I'm turning you off. I'm not going to do it. I can't. And so, and now I'm to like the point where when I'm watching regular TV, I don't even like it because there's so many commercials. And then when I watch the commercials and they show all this food, I'm like, I'm not hungry, but why do I want to eat? So yeah, that I can control. And yeah, 20 hours later, basically, I mean, I watched the whole, I don't know if you guys heard of Lucifer, that show. Love it, love it, love it. But I watched like the whole, what, 3 seasons. And I finished it and now I started over again because I like it so much. But see, that's the thing. When I know I have things to do and I'm avoiding it, that I can control. But the other stuff that happens in the world, I can't control. So, you guys, I'm just saying, let's just stay strong because it's hard out there. We've got a lot of things that are going against us. You know, we've got our family members that are being negative because they're too drawn into the news. And, you know, they're telling us about it. And then it gets stuck in our heads. And then we start to worry. And then we worry so much that we can't even get up enough strength to do what we need to do. And, you know, it's to the point sometimes where I'm not a bad parent, but well, thank you. I'm trying to, you know, help everyone calm down right now, especially in this time. You know, I'm not a bad parent, but sometimes it gets to the point where in the morning, you know, I like to get up, I like to make my kids breakfast. I'm like, here, you're having cereal, Captain Crunch, love it or leave it. I'm going to go lay back down, you know, and you guys are not the only ones that are feeling that way. I get that way too sometimes. And it's like, it's exactly, we do have those moments. Like, it's so bad. Hot dogs tonight, boys. Yeah. So we have to, you know, just take care of ourselves and not get bogged down with the things that are going on in the world that we cannot control. I cannot express that enough. I can't enough. And know that you're not in this alone. So you're gonna meditate. Yeah. I mean, just know that you are not in this alone. There are other people that are feeling the same exact way. You know, there are some days that I feel like, oh my gosh, I can't even get out of bed. I don't even want to go to work. When I'm in my car and I'm in front of the job, like, I don't even want to get out. It's just too much. It's just, oh my gosh. Oh yeah, TV, babysitter. Yeah. You know, now my kids are into this Beyblade thing. So, you know, that's all I'm hearing is let it rip, let it rip. I don't know if you guys have children and they're into to Beyblades or whatever, but oh, it's crazy. But yeah, so, oh, I have a call. Let's see what's going on with Maya today. Let's connect. Hello? Are you there? Oh, I think I just lost her. Yeah. What'd you say? Accidental call. Yeah. You know, and I'm still trying to learn how to call. And I think you have to use your like email or something. You know, I'm still trying to learn that. But yeah. So anyway, you guys, it's been so nice talking to you for a co-host. Yeah, she's calling. Oh, anytime, anyone can call in. Yeah, I need to figure that out. I need to watch the how-to video on how to call in. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, I'm not that technical. Oh, okay, Glenn, finally, you're going to call in. Okay.
See, that's,
all right,
that's,
hello.
Hi. See, that's how you get call-ins. They just have to click on the little chair and the thing in the corner there, and they're in.
Okay. So to call in, you just click the circle?
Just click the chair. Because like you have the host chair, and then you have like four other chairs, so you can have up to like four other people in the conversation if you wanted, all in different parts of wherever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if your guests just like press on a chair, they can call in whenever they want. Okay. A lot of people tend to join and accidentally press on the chair, then accidentally call, then freak out and leave.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna have to try that. How are you doing today?
I did it the first times. Oh, I'm still night for me. I haven't gone to bed yet, but I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, it's still night. Okay.
Well, I mean, 6 in the morning, so it's technically morning, but I haven't gone to bed, so I call it night because otherwise it gets very confusing for me trying to figure out what day it is.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know what day it is. Is it Tuesday? Is it Friday? I have no idea. It's been a while.
Well, here on the East Coast, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah. 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Getting ready for work. Yeah. Yay! Well, I'm going to have to try that. So, yeah, okay. So, you click on that. Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. I'll have to do it before I have, like, you know, actual people in so I can kind of mess up with it and learn. Because I don't want to make that mistake. Like, oh, did I lose you? Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And, yeah, I'm actually getting ready to sign off. So would you like to say anything to the world today, Glenn?
You guys have a wonderful day. Keep it positive. Don't sweat the little things. Let's eat it, yeah. And, whatever your name is, please check my podcast out too.
Yes. I will. Yeah, for sure. So follow me and I will follow you. And I'm gonna call you in. Call on your show so I can talk to you.
For sure. Me and my girlfriend do it. It's usually pretty funny.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We call it passport dating because it's like an international long distance relationship.
Okay, what days do you guys go on?
Well, we're gonna be going on Saturdays. It's kind of late, but like 12 p.m. Eastern, and we did one tonight just because we were bored.
Okay.
So for sure Saturdays and sometimes bonus features. Pardon me?
You're doing next Saturday for sure?
Next Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern, the Random Guy Show with Glenda with Frickin' N and his girlfriend Christina.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to try to call in, okay?
We encourage everybody to call in and just talk about whatever the hell they want.
That's what I'm talking about. And my name is Ashley.
Ashley?
Yes. Oh,
I can see. I really should have looked at it. Oh, I can see Ashley now. It's all yellow and stuff. I can't see it. It's like, oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Well, you have yourself a wonderful day at work, and I hope to hear from you soon.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome. Right. Take care.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So that is the end of the show. So thank you so much for listening. And remember, you guys, stay strong. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. And we'll get through this together. Okay? Oh, I think I have one more person. Okay. One more. Let's see.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
How are you?
I am fine. What about you?
Oh, good. We were just about to say our goodbyes. So do you want to say anything? How are you feeling today?
I want to ask one question.
Okay.
How I improve my focus?
Your focus.
Yeah.
So it depends on how many things are you trying to focus on? Like you just want to focus on one thing or just your focus in general?
I am focusing on one thing.
On one thing. So I guess to focus on that one thing, you're just going to have to set aside some time, you know, for you to do that thing. What is the thing you're trying to focus on?
I am doing that thing repeatedly. But sometimes I have to face problems. I do not focus on this thing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I mean it's hard, you know, when you have to focus on one thing and other things come up. So what I like to do when I have to stay focused, especially like when I'm doing my schoolwork, my dissertation, and things come up, you kind of have to plan for those other things that are outside of your control. And yeah Glenn, you know, deep breathing and a lot of visualization.
I am already doing a deep breathing and visualization.
But I
do not improve my focus.
Yeah.
I am not improving my focus.
You're not improving
how I can your focus. Improve.
And you just you're gonna have to set aside some time. You know, and then you have to, do you really want it, what you're trying to focus on? Is it really important to you?
Oh yes, I know that this thing is very important for me, but then I do not focus on this thing. Sometimes I confused.
Okay, and you know it's not. It's not easy, especially when things get hard. And if it's something that you need help with, then you might have to ask someone who kind of knows what you're doing for some help as well. Because, you know, our goal is to focus on whatever our passion is. And we need help defining it sometime. And we know what we want, but it's just hard for us just to sit down. And sometimes we can avoid it altogether. We're trying to avoid what we really want to do. And half the time it's like, it's us. So whether you need a cup of coffee, you know, just to sit down and you have to get busy and, you know, just do it. And you can't hold yourself back anymore. And if you're confused at what you're doing, then you might need to get some help with that, with whatever it is. Like, I have to do some statistics with my research, and it's hard for me to focus on that. So I'm reaching out to some other people that are good in math so that they can explain it to me so I can get back to focusing on what I need to do. You know, and so I had to ask for help for that. So maybe that's something that you can do, depending on exactly what it is, but you have to give yourself some time. And then after you work for, let's say, like an hour a day on it, 30 minutes to an hour, then step back and relax your brain. You know, you don't want to focus for too long, because then you'll lose it.
Galen, I can say that I want to improve my English skill, and I want to go abroad for getting higher education. But I am preparing IELTS exam. I do not get. I am not getting good score in IELTS. Sometimes I confused. I was confused. I think that I cannot do it.
No, so, you can do it. We learn from our mistakes. You know, here we celebrate our mistakes, and we learn from them. And I know after we fail for so many times, you feel like you can't do it, but you can. And like, the more you call in to shows and you speak with English speakers, it will get better. You know, if I had to learn, oh my gosh, my French, oh my gosh,
definitely. Yesterday I talked with Galen, and today my English teacher say to me, I achieved 6 band in IELTS speaking. And my teacher said to me, you are improving.
Yeah. So I mean,
I want to thank Galen. Yesterday I talked with him.
So just keep working at it and just keep calling in, and it will get better. And before you know it,
I think you are a native speaker, native English speaker. Yeah. Do you tell me about a reading skill? How I can improve my reading?
How can you improve your reading? You know, I had this book. Send me your email, and I'll give you the name of this book that I use. I'm also a teacher as well. So send me your email, and more reading. But there's also a book that, like, it helps you. Just send me your email, and I will send it out to you. I'll send you the name of the book. So if you can, just type it in for me. Your entire family except for you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I come from a long line of teachers and principals. So yeah, I really had fun in high school. Ha ha ha. But yeah, Meet, send me your email.
Positive, see, I am sending you. Wait.
Okay, can you type it in for me down below? Or you can email me, positiveecs. Okay, I have it right there. So I'm going to send you the name of that book.
So okay, how can I improve my, as well as reading, as well as writing and speaking? Writing and listening.
for writing, I'll send you some worksheets. For your listening, as far as that goes, just keep listening to the podcast, and you know, so you can hear the native speakers, you know, have conversations, and you can also go to like YouTube. They might help.
Yesterday I was having a conversation near about 2 to 3 hours, and I was enjoying it. I did a lot of fun with Galen and some other native speakers.
Oh, and also there's this one app that I like to use, and it's called Duolingo.
Krishna, yes, Krishna. She also helped me yesterday.
Okay.
And I talked with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll send all that information to you. I have your email. And then, you know, just email me back and let me know you have it, and then I can help you with, you know, whatever you have there.
I have sent you email, and
you sent me your email, and then I will email you the information that I have for you. Okay? And you will get through this, and you will pass it. So don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Okay. According to you, in which month I will improve my English skill?
Yeah, I believe you will. If you keep talking and you're reading and you're writing and you're listening, you will. English is a very hard language. We think it's not, but it's actually pretty hard, especially like when you have to do the conjunctions and, you know, the apostrophes and like. I write papers, and I still have grammatical errors myself at my age. So, it's difficult, not just for you, but even for English speakers. So please don't feel bad, because every time my chairperson, when I turn in my work to him, he comes back and everything's like all highlighted. This sentence doesn't make sense. Look at your grammar there. And he's from Poland. And he's correcting me, and I'm a native English speaker. So you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Have you sent me your book?
No. Have you sent me a book? I will send it, but I have to go because I have to get ready for my day. Okay. It is like almost 7:30. But thank you guys so much for calling in. Glenn, I will hook up with you midnight, you and your girlfriend. Everybody listen to Glenn's podcast midnight on Saturday. I also have podcasts Free for All Fridays. And so you guys feel free to call back. Send me an email, positiveecs@gmail.com. My website is positiveecs.com. So thank you so much, Meet, for calling in. And I'm going to send you that stuff, probably not right now because I have to get ready to go, but I will later on today. And I know I don't know what time it is where you are, but it'll probably be later on today, maybe around the afternoon or so. Okay. So thank you guys. Okay. Thank you for calling me. Keep your head up.
Thank you.
You pass that test and you keep focused.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So
I want to thank again Galen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are very welcome.
After that you will be live on podcast.
Probably not tomorrow. Monday and Fridays. So Yeah, I'm thinking about Wednesdays, but probably Mondays and Fridays right now. But yeah, so feel free to call in like on
what
on
the time Monday, you will Fridays.
Okay.
What the time you will
okay. On Friday, probably around 8 Eastern Standard Time. Probably around there between 8 and 11. You know, I can't stay up that late. I'm getting old. But yeah, but Mondays, I'm supposed to come on a little bit earlier, but today I'm on kind of late. So, all right, Glenn, take care, and we'll see you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, me, and I will get with you.
Yeah, Galen, I want to see you.
Okay.
I want to say you, please, today you will live podcast. I want to talk with you and I share my feeling with you.
Okay. And that's not a problem. Okay. So I'm going to put you on my my emailing list too. Okay. If that's okay with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right, you guys. So I'm going to go and I will talk with you all later. Thank you so much for participating. Keep your heads up. We can't control everything. Let's let it ride. And remember, love who you are. All right. See you guys later. Bye.